Wikwamaykong Tribal Police have laid charges in connection to the search for an armed and dangerous person in the community on September 27, which saw a public safety alert being sent to cell phones across the region. As a result of the investigation, a person from Wikwamkong unceded territory has been charged with possession of a weapon for a dangerous purpose, unauthorized possession of a weapon and spousal assault. The investigation is continuing, said the Tribal Police Service. There were no injuries as a result of this investigation and there is no longer a threat to public safety. The accused was released by way of undertaking and will appear before the Ontario Court of Justice in Wikwamaykong at a later date. The identity of the accused is being withheld to protect the identity of the victim. If you have any information regarding this incident, you are asked to contact the Wikwamaykong Tribal Police Service. The situation came to a peaceful end on September 28, more than 24 hours after the initial emergency alert was sent to several communities in northern Ontario. Wikwamkong Unceded Territories Ogama Kwai, Rachel Manitowabi, released a statement at approximately 3:30 p.m. on September 28 that tribal police had notified her that a shelter-in-place order had been lifted after the man at the center of the investigation turned himself into Wikwamaykong Tribal Police shortly after 2 p.m. We want to advise the community that the current situation has come to a peaceful end, the statement read. We are very fortunate that no one was harmed. A community member who was at the center of the search has turned himself into the authorities safely and peacefully. The shelter in place has been lifted. When the original alert came through, residents were advised to lock all doors and windows, and notify police of any suspicious people. Schoolchildren in the community remained sheltered at school yesterday until 3 p.m. when the Wikwamaykong Tribal Police felt it was safe for regular dismissal. Students spent September 28 at home for a mental health day, said Manitowabi, and remained with caregivers and loved ones, to begin the initial processing of the current situation and be provided comfort.